Avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 2nd of April 2026. New snow and weakly bonded old snow are to be assessed with care and prudence. All day it applies above 2,200-meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above 2,200-meter, we have a new snow problem. This in all aspects. Avalanches can in some cases be released in the old snowpack and reach large size, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes at elevated altitudes. Whumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack can indicate the danger. Remotely triggered avalanches are possible in isolated cases. The no longer entirely fresh wind slabs can be released by a single winter sport participant above the treeline. Such avalanche-prone locations are covered with new snow and are therefore difficult to recognize. Caution is to be exercised in particular at the base of rock walls and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as adjacent to ridgelines and in gullies and bowls. Avalanches can reach medium size. In addition, small and medium-sized loose snow avalanches are possible, in the event of prolonged bright spells, especially on extremely steep slopes. And now the snowpack. The old snowpack will be weakly bonded in some places, especially on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, and on south facing slopes in high alpine regions. The sometimes strong wind has transported the fresh and old snow. In some cases, the various wind slabs have bonded still only poorly together. We have the following danger patterns: DP.4, cold following warm, warm following cold, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Friday, the 3rd of April 2026 indicates a decreasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.